lost its self-possessed note and became falteringly human.
Poor Aunt always thinks that they will come back someday. They and the little brown spaniel that was lost with them, and walk in at that window just as they used to. That is why the window is kept open every evening till it is quite dusk. Poor dear aunt. She's often told me how they went out. Her husband with his white waterproof coat over his arm. And Ronnie, her youngest brother, singing, "Bertie, why do you bound?" as he always did to tease her because she said it got on her nerves. Do you know, sometimes on the still, quiet evenings like this, I almost get a creepy feeling that they will walk in through that window.
She broke off with a little shudder. It was a relief to Frampton when the aunt bustled into the room with a whirl of apologies for being late in making her appearance.
I hope Vera has been amusing you.
She has been very interesting.
I hope you don't mind the open window. My husband and brothers will be home directly from shooting, and they always come in this way. They've been out for snipe in the marshes today, so they'll make a fine mess over my poor carpets. So like you menfolk, isn't it?
She rattled on cheerfully about the shooting and the scarcity of the birds and the prospects for duck in the winter. To Frampton, it was all purely horrible. He made a desperate but only partially successful effort to turn the talk onto a less ghastly topic. He was conscious that his hostess